بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في برنامجكم العربية للجميع, Arabic for all, and in this program العربية للجميع we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the language of the Hadith, Salah, and we make intention inshallah, we are developing our consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through learning this wonderful language. We can understand the Quran when it's read, we can understand the Hadith Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and develop our khushu' in our salawat as well by understanding whatever we are saying from du'as, from precious words. And when you make this intention, inshallah, you're going to get rewards for each moment you're spending with us trying to learn the Arabic language. We are learning from Quran, from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what an honor to learn from Quran. And we're learning some of the vocabs of the Quran. We're going in order from Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Baqarah, and hopefully, inshallah, we'll move on and on. And if you missed any of the previous programs, don't worry. You will find in learning from the Quran very beautiful lessons, inshallah, that will benefit everybody who even join us for the first time. And if you want to be a student from of Al Arabiya Al Jamia, just call us on 011-854-1548 and give your details to our engineer, and we'll give you a student number, inshallah. All right, open your book, your kitab, on Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 92. Surah Al-Baqarah, that's chapter 2 in the Noble Quran, verse number 92. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ وَلَقَدْ means and indeed. That wow is a conjunction, and لَقَدْ means indeed. وَلَقَدْ and indeed. جَاءَكُمْ جَاءَ يَجِيءُ يَجِيءُ means to come in the present tense, and جَاءَ means came. جَاءَ جِيم أَلِفْ أَنْ هَمْزَ جَاءَ means came. هُوَ جَاءَ he came. Here جَاءَتْ she came. Round ta at the end called ta at ta'nith. Sorry, not round ta, ta maftuha. جاءت means came, she came. While جاءكم came to you. جاءكم means came to you, it came to you. Oh, came to you. Who came to you? موسى. موسى came to you. لقد جاءكم موسى. And موسى came to you before. بالبينات. موسى, Prophet موسى عليه السلام. Moses, peace be upon him. بالبينات. With the clear signs. بينات is a plural of بينة. Bayinat is plural of bayina. Write down bayina for a new word. Ba, ya, then shadda on top of the ya. The shadda we stress a little bit more on the ya while we are pronouncing it. And if we are pronouncing it again, bayi, bayi, bayina. Bayina means a sign or a miracle as well. Sign or miracle. Bayina, ba, ya, noon, and round ta. Bayina means sign or miracle. Bayinat is a plural, means signs or miracles. Sayyidina Musa came to them with signs, clear signs and miracles. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ And Musa, or Moses, peace be upon him, came to you before with the signs. بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ B means with. It's a preposition here. We studied a different preposition, just quick revision. B means with. B, just the ba. And a kasra under it, of course. B means with. And عَلَى on or upon, ila, to, ila is to, fi is in, fi, and there is also an is about. These are the proper famous proposition, bi, ila, min also from, min from, ala upon, and an about. بالبينات with the signs. He came to you with the signs, with the miracles. What happened when he came to you with the miracles? ثم اتخذتم العجلة ثم then after that ثم then it's not ثم it's ثم you pronounce it a little bit taking your tongue out ث ث ثم ثم means then ثاء ميم and a تشديد on top of the ميم so we say ثم ثم تجديد looks like a small W on top of the letter and a fatha on top of it that means ثم because of that small dash under the under the W ثم مي. You will make it as a كسرة ثم مي. If it's on top, we'll say ثم ثم. Then اتخذتم العجلة. اتخذتم العجلة. You took the عجل, the calf. You worshipped it in a sense of worshipping it. You worshipped the calf after all these wonderful signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which He has given you. After the miracles of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, which He has done, اتخذتم العجلة. You took the calf as partner beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making shirk. اتخذتم, اتخذ means to take. يتخذ means to take. And خذ means take. A request verb خذ. Take. خذ. Take. يأخذ to take. Present tense verb. يأخذ to take. اتخذتم. You took. You took. اتخذتم. You took. اتخذتم العجلة. You took the calf. من بعده. And whenever there is من and با, مم, we pronounce it مم. So it's not pronounced as a noon here because there is a ba after that. So we will study tajweed, they understand this. So we don't say min ba'dihi, we say mim ba'dihi. So as if you pronounce it two mim here. Mim ba'dihi, mim ba'dihi, not min ba'dihi, mim ba'dihi. ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده. Mim and noon, that noon is pronounced as a mim because there is a ba after that. So min ya means from, and ba'da, بعد means after. من بعد after, from after. من بعده from after him, from after that, from after that. وأنتم ظالمون. وأنتم ظالمون. And you were amongst the wrongdoers, amongst the oppressors, the transgressors. All these meanings for ظالمون. ظلم, ظلم, oppression. ظا لام ميم, that's ظلم, means oppression. ظلم. And ظالم, that's the adjective ظالم, which means oppressor, an oppressor, ظالم. And the plural ظالمون أو ظلمة. ظالمون أو ظلمة. There is also ظلام, also one of the plurals. It got different plurals here. And the Arabic language, as I said, very rich when it comes to vocabs, so much so that the Arabic language got millions of words and vocabs. So that word ظالم, for example, it has three plurals here. One is ظالمون, it's called جمع مذكر سالم. And there is جمع تكسير, such as ظلمة, and such as ظلام. Right? ظالمون, and you were amongst the wrongdoers, the oppressors. The next verse. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاسْمَعُوا قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ قُلْ بِئْسَمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِيمَانُكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. A lengthy verse. Let's read it from the beginning. وَإِذْ, and when. And when, and remember, in a sense here, remember when. Wow means and إِذْ, when. إِذْ, alif, hamza under the alif, and kasra, so we pronounce it E, not A. ذَال, وَإِذْ. And when? أَخَذْنَا, when we took. Remember when we took. أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ. مِيثَاق, we took your covenant. We took a covenant over you. مِيثَاق is covenant. Write down. مِيثَاق, covenant. مِيم يَا ثَا أَلِفْ قَاف. مِيثَاق. You can find it sometimes written مِيم يَا ثَا قَاف. But there is a little bit of a alif on top of the ثَا. So we pronounce it مِيثَاق still. However, the alif is not there as a letter, but we still understand it from the alif which appears as a vowel on top. Mithaq means covenant. Mithaq, your covenant. We took a covenant over you. We took your covenant. وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ. And we raised over you. رَفَعْنَا means to raise. Past tense, رَفَعْنَا, we raised. يَرْفَع, to raise. Very important verb. يَرْفَع. يَا رَا فَا أَنْ عَيْنَ. يرفع means to raise. ورفعنا, and we raised. We raised. ورفعنا, we raised. فوقكم, above you or over you. فوق, above or over or upon. فوقاف. فوقاف. فوقا. there is the opposite of it, تحت. فوق تحت. تحت is under. تحت is under or beneath. While فوق is over you or above you. فوقكم. That كاف and ميم refers to you. فوقكم. Over you or above you. Right, so رفعنا فوقكم and we raised over you. الطورة. الطور is Mount Tur. Mount Tur in Sinai, in Egypt. It's called Mount Tur. Mount Tur. It's in the south of Sinai, near Sharm el-Sheikh. ورفعنا فوقكم الطور. We raised over you الطور. خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة. خذوا, hold. Hold, خذوا. Hold or take. خذوا, request verb here. خذوا, take or hold. ما آتيناكم بقوة. Whatever we have given you. What we gave you. ما آتيناكم. ما means what? ما اسمك. What's your name? ما آتيناكم. What we gave you. خذوا ما آتيناكم. Take what we gave you. بقوة. With firmness. With strength. قوة means strength or firmness. قاف, واو, and راونتا. قوة. قوة. قاف, واو, and راونتا. From it we take that adjective قوي. القوي. المؤمن القوي خير عند الله من المؤمن الضعيف. قوي means strong. ضعيف means weak. We have a question in our revisions always. We ask this question of عكس. عكس means opposite. The opposite of قوي, ضعيف. The opposite of فوق, تحت. So remember these two words. We're going to add it to it inshallah. خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة. With strength. قوة means strength or power. Or firmness, and from it we take the word قوي, which means strong or powerful, and the opposite of it is weak, ضعيف, ضعيف, ضاد عين يا فا, ضعيف means weak. خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واسمعوا, and listen, واسمعوا, and listen. قالوا, they said, سمعنا وعصينا, they said, سمعنا وعصينا. We heard and we disobeyed. We heard and we disobeyed. It's very very strange position. So those people who hear and know the kalam of Allah, know, but they say, yeah, we will disobey, we'll reject it. Why? Out of arrogance. We will reject it, we will disobey. سمعنا وعصينا. We heard and we disobeyed. يعصي means to disobey. يعصي الله, to disobey Allah. عصيان, disobedience. سمعنا وعصينا. We heard and we disobeyed. And taken from that, the adjective عاصي. Disobedient. عاصي, disobedient. عصا, disobedience. People who are disobedient. We call them عصا. Right? وعصينا. And we disobeyed. وأشربوا في قلوبهم العجلة. وأشربوا. And they were made. The literal sense here is they were made to drink. They were made to drink. But the metaphorical meaning here is that they were affected in the hearts because of their worship of the ijl, which they didn't repent from. They were affected, and this is important position here, that the sins have an influence on the person's heart. The sins affect the person's heart. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that إِذَا أَذْنَبَ الْعَبْدُ نُكِتَ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةً سَوْدَاءَ. When the son of Adam commits a sin, then a black dot has been placed on his heart. فَإِنْ تَابَ. If he repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that black dot has been removed. If he didn't repent, then he makes another sin. نُكِتَ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةً سَوْدَاءَ. Again another black dot. And so with so many sins a person is doing, يَسْوَدُّ الْقَلْبِ. The entire heart become black. This is the meaning of كَلَّا بَلْرَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. The heart was affected because of the evil deeds which a person done and didn't repent from it. So now the iman is not coming. The person has been arrogant to listen to the nasiha, is not affected by anything. So this is the meaning basically of أُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ. They got the effect of the sin of worshipping the cult affected the hearts. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ. قُلُوب means hearts. Plural of قَلْب. قلب is a heart. قلوبهم, their hearts. العجلة, they were affected by the عجل, the worship of the عجل, the calf. بكفرهم, because of their disobedience. Here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning the issue. In a literal sense, بكفرهم, because of their disbelief. Because of their disbelief. كفر is disbelief. كافر, disbeliever. كافر, disbeliever. كفر, disbelief. بكفرهم, because of their disbelief. قل, Allah says, قل, say. بئسما, بئسما, بئسا is evil. Evil is that. بئسا. Evil is that. يأمركم به إيمانكم. بئسما يأمركم به إيمانكم. Evil is that which is ordering you. In a sense that evil is that your iman is your fake belief is commanding you or teaching you while you have no iman in reality. إن كنتم مؤمنين, if you are true believers, if you were true, iman means faith. Iman means faith. إن كنتم مؤمنين, if you were true believers, if you were true believers. بئسما يأمركم به إيمانكم. How come you claim all that and you reject the true faith? What kind of iman is this? What kind of iman is this? You claiming to be believers? In kuntum mu'minin, if you were believers, you will listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will follow the iman. You will obey the teachings of this faith. But you didn't. You say we believe and we disobey. We hear and we disobey. قُلْ بِئْسَمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِمَانُكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you were really true believers. Right, so this is the verse we're studying today. We stopped by verse 93. And in the coming programs, inshallah, we'll continue from here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. We preparing actually in each program a dialogue also, some of the vocabs of the dialogues. But we have only 2 minutes left for the news. So we'll give our engineer some time, inshallah, to play some adverts. Jazakumullah khairan for listening to Al-Arabiyyatu Lil-Jami'. From our side here, سبحانك الله وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.